Trireme. A trireme is unquestionably the best known and most popular of the ancient Greek ships, and it ruled over the eastern Mediterranean for more than 1,000 years. First built in either Corinth or Samos by the Corinthian shipbuilder Aminocles around 630 BC, it rapidly became the emblem of the Athenian Republic and played a major role in establishing the Athenian naval supremacy. These were the ships that crushed the Persian-Phoenician fleet at Salamina in September of 480 BC and turned the Mediterranean into a Greek sea. The oarsmen who manned them were free citizens, as was true of all Greek ships. In the most advanced form of the trireme of the late 5th century BC, it was 37 metres long with a 5.2 metres beam, 1.5 metres draft and 17 tons displacement. It carried a crew of 216, of whom 170 were oarsmen, placed 85 aside in three banks, 31 in the top tyre and 27 in each of the others, and could attain a top speed of 9 to 12 miles per hour. It was steered by a pair of rudders, like broad oars, placed on either side at the stern. In addition to the powerful bronze sheath ram on the prow, this fleet and highly manoeuvrable warship was equipped with a variety of long-range arms, later including catapults and dolphins, that is to say, masses of iron or lead-shaped like a dolphin that was hung from the yardarm and dropped on an enemy vessel.